Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June the 1st, 155th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our quote this morning is actually a German proverb. Quote, the bird that can sing and won't must be made to sing.
I think you could take that a couple different ways.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, obviously you're not German. Last week, Jimmy Smith died. It was kind of interesting for me because we had some of the old shows to be able to listen to them again and just hear the voice and go, okay, yeah, that's it. How long's it been? And then I got into the gray hair syndrome really quickly. Was he there when you came on board, or?
Yeah, he actually began serving on the Board of Supervisors. We were elected at the same time, me to the city, him to the county in 2000. So he started January 2001.
Okay. Yeah, it was trying to figure out what was going on, where, who was, you know, the players, who was where, remembering.
What were the issues?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they were probably...
Some are the same?
Pretty close, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Probably fairly close. It's, I guess, kind of like a passage of time as folks, I'm trying to equate and draw parallels to when Roger had died. Okay, different circumstances, obviously, but, you know, the old time marches on thing. What's the one thing for you? What does he represent in your memory? What is that one thing?
I think be genuine and treat others like you don't want to be treated. That's two I know, but I can't pick just one. But okay. I say genuine. Be genuine, because even if people don't like your position, they know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And there are people that I know may not have agreed with some of Jimmy's positions, but I think everybody respected how he made his decision, or at least understood. And I think that's one of the reasons he was so highly regarded and, certainly missed at this point in the community.
Interesting. For me, I was trying to think for myself. Deliberative.
Yes.
And sometimes that was stuck in quicksand. Make it. Decision. And the other was, well, we need to get a little bit more information. I mean, that's certainly one of those double-edged swords. But deliberative, kind would be the other word, but I think everybody else is going to be using that word, so I don't want to be redundant.
I think as the time goes on, I've been thinking of more words, because at first I had my core three, and then I start thinking he had a mischievous side. You know, he would do things that had us all in stitches, or normally he'd do things during a meeting when you couldn't react and you just wanted to laugh and you couldn't, but you knew he was up to something.
That would be the impish.
Impish, yeah, impish smile. There was times that he would always distract me with this one maneuver he would do with he and Ryan when I was talking, and we were laughing about it the other day, just going, oh, that was just so...
Yeah.
So, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, I kind of feel like it. Yeah, I got to come clean, man. Flew out of McKinleyville 2 weeks ago on the new airplane. I got lucky. I got right behind the curtain. Not on the front, the northern side, but the southern side, the spot that's got more legroom than any other airplane I've ever been in.
At least you weren't in the storage compartment, so that's...
No, cool. No, that was the way back.
Oh, okay.
But going out, it was funny. It was when everybody...
Well, you would have a hard time finding legroom. You're not a short person.
We got to fly together sometime, and I'll share my pain.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to.
You'd be
uncomfortable. I went out with the fire guys and everybody going back to Emmitsburg, even though I was headed to Little Rock, and I had that seat. I thought, and I flashed through it really quick. I said, anybody here just for going straight to Little Rock, whether the pilot wants to or not?
Oh, no.
And I thought, no, probably the half of the people here who know me would be okay.
The other
half would be putting me in chains.
You have to be very careful. But it was
really, really cool how that larger plane, there's a little bit more flexibility, a little bit more opportunity. And we got out on time. Now it was at 5:45 in the morning. And stupid old me, I show up 2 hours before, said hi to each of the work staff as they came in.
Well, that's...
Okay. But other than that, I mean, everything was pretty smooth. So I thought, okay.
Well, I'm glad
I bang on a regular basis.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Then I heard Rod's commentary last Thursday saying that even though Fly Humboldt, they drive down to Oakland and take Hawaiian Airlines to Hawaii.
Who said that?
Rod Allen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think you have to weigh, you know, what works for, you know.
Hawaii's more important than Little Rock, I think, is what the underlying theme is there.
Well, and I think, too, it's like you want to, I don't know, you do whatever works for you. Of course, we do like it when you do fly out from here, and it's better for our airport as far as, you know, keeping the airlines happy that are here.
Revenue, yeah, I know. How's Penn Air working out? I heard that there have been a couple of challenging issues that they've been able to get over, and hopefully the passengers were able to get over also.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard a lot of negative feedback. I think a lot of people still don't realize the service is there, and so it's, you know, still that that work that needs to be done in the community to say, hey, have you...
You mean they have to do some advertising and marketing the fact that they're here?
I think that would be very important.
What a stunner.
Also, the fact
Pass
that
it
you
on,
can,
will you?
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Also, the fact that you can, you know, you can book through Alaska Air. And we actually had... someone gave us this great story. They saved $400. Actually, it was Julie Fulkerson. We were at a REDEC meeting last week. And she had said she went on Expedia. And she did a... like the way out on Penn Air maybe and coming back on United, but she mixed them both up. They were able to save $400 on being a little creative with that. And so that was good to know, because I think still people are feeling that it's not necessarily that price competitive. However, if you're hoping to bypass San Francisco, that's the way to go. So, and they do, you know, it's providing a needed service.
Portland's a nice airport. I like Portland.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of connections there, and I've known people that were flying out to go back to D.C. at that training event. Yeah, they actually it worked perfect. Portland, Seattle, and then back east. So,
you know, the only thing that I was disappointed about is that they were in the same work area as United. So instead of having two that are used, you got one that's at capacity, and the other one still looks like, what happened? Something's wrong.
Yeah, and I think what they do is they might contract with some of the same service workers. But, you know, as things increase, you know, we've got more seats coming on through the rest of the year.
Does that mean more flights or bigger planes?
I think there would be considered more of the bigger planes is what I'm thinking it looks like right now. I don't, you know, they change the schedule every month based on what they expect sales to be. So it's, I am a novice in this, and...
So we ought to have a lot of flights then during the summertime. In theory, that's when people are coming here.
In theory, this is true. And
in August, there ought to be flying nonstop. Just everybody landing all the time, bringing the kids into school, right?
Oh, yeah. Those are those certain times that, you know, we're hoping that they consider having on extra.
What about freight? A lot of times you talk about the passenger side of things, but the freight service that the airport or airports have. I know FedEx flies out of Murray. But is that at capacity?
About the snakes, by the way?
At Murray?
No, in the FedEx box earlier this week.
Oh, do tell.
We got a news flash yesterday. Somebody ordered some poisonous snakes from Texas, and apparently poisonous snakes are legal in Texas. But you're not supposed to have them out here. Anyway, yeah, it was quite interesting. There was some inspector at a FedEx.
Yeah, one of the distribution
I'm not sure why they thought, you know, what was in there, but that's not a find that I'd want to.
It said Viper on the side of it?
Yeah. I don't know if it rattled when they picked it up. Anyway, just that was a little side note.
Oh, really? But it made it all the way here?
Apparently. And, you know, they ship interesting things. That's not one that I'd want to be.
Yeah, that would be would be a tough job. I think I would do a life scan first, you know, like they do the metal scan, then I'd see if there's anything, anybody alive in there.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah, and snakes particularly, just take them out and either drive over them or shoot them or blow them up. I don't care.
I'm not a big snake fan, but
no.
So in regards to freight, it's you know, seems like there could be a lot more potential there. In some ways, you know, we have blood that goes out every day, the blood bank. So that's considered freight. It's specialized. I'm sure there's a lot more rules and regulations on how it needs to get to and how quickly. But recently, this week, there was someone visiting from the EDA, and they went on a tour of the airport, I believe, with Greg Foster and Emily Jacobs, and they're looking at doing some type of freight study, potentially. So that would be good to find out, what is it we really have? You know, there's some freight that
we're not going to ship logs out that way.
No, and you know, what is appropriate for that? So
I think that's apparently
something. Well,
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Virginia, new fiscal year coming around the corner. Is the budget set, or are you guys still kind of doing the dance?
Well, I think I would consider it still doing the dance to some respect. You know, staff's been working overtime at, you know, putting the budget together. And then they present it to the board just saying, hey, this is the budget. And I believe that is scheduled for maybe the 7th.
Next
week. And then I'm actually, I'm gone next week attending an Air Service Development Conference. So the week after that, I think on the 23rd, we'll be having two sessions that Monday for public hearings on the budget, and then it'll be scheduled for adoption. So there's always things that can change. Will they change drastically? Probably not. But
is this public hearing? Is that where you guys sit in front of the TV cameras all over the county?
No, this is okay. This is we'll be having one in the I think in the afternoon session, and then another one in the evening. And so it's just basically an opportunity for, you know, to receive public input on the budget and
smoke and mirrors, because it would seem like it's pretty late in the process to have anything of significance.
I would think anything of significance isn't, you know, a change that I'd expect. I think most of it would be finessing a budget around. Perhaps there's an issue that's come up. Maybe there's some other funding that's come up. Maybe there's some opportunities and challenges, but I wouldn't expect it to be major. I think what generally happens is if something like that were to come up, you you'd look at it in the budget review, the 3-month review that you do, or, you know, 6-month review.
Either way ahead or way behind.
Yeah, well, I feel like we're always, I don't know about you, I'm not even sure where half of this year has already almost gone. So talk about feeling way behind.
Oh, so many comments are leaping to mind, but I won't engage.
I should.
Just kind of feeling old, let's just say that.
This is true.
Yeah.
You're older. No, sorry.
Yeah. Truth is ugly sometimes. It's okay. Yeah, I'm leading the charge. Is that a way to say it?
And I'm grateful that you are.
Yeah, and you're drafting behind me. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. The information from the state, Some areas, some sectors are saying that the economy is up. Other areas, business development, I know that there's been a net loss of businesses in the state of California over the last 12 months. When you hear and see the figures coming out of the state, do you try to run parallels in Humboldt County? So if sales tax is up, is it up here? If it's not, why isn't it? If business is up and it's not here, why is or why isn't it? Do you try to kind of use that as a reference point?
I do think it's used as a reference point because we recognize we're a little different up here in certain aspects. The recovery has been slower to come to Humboldt County. And, you know, why is that? I think that's been, picked apart a bit. Does anyone have, the real answer? And does that mean that we're just a couple years behind? Or are we ever going to hit the areas?
Are we going to come back?
Parts of the state.
Yeah.
But, I also, numbers that come from the state, I think it's been really interesting. You hear the governor saying about, how great things are and all this extra money they'd had and the rainy day fund. And then, groups are saying, well, what about the fixing our roads? What about the money for this? Can the state help us? And shouldn't you help us? Then all of a sudden you start getting this information from the governor's office saying, oh, it's not as good as I thought it was. And I just kind of makes me think, how real are those numbers? And I almost feel
gamesmanship.
There's a budgeting. There's some strange budgeting going on when it shifts that quickly.
Well, next time you talk to the lobbyists or CSAC or any of those, perhaps the question could be, are there two sets of books? Because it kind of almost seems that way, that either there's always the revisions.
Which story are they telling? I mean, which narrative?
Well, it's like with the growth numbers, the feds, job growth. And then they always revise last month down. It's like, wait a minute, how can you consistently be off? Or do you think we're not paying attention to the total picture here? If the same shenanigans are going on, it's like, come on, guys.
You
get me once or twice, but you're not going to get me every month.
Well, when you're, local government, we're sitting here trying to, ask for help.
Well, you're dependent on that stuff.
Well, we depend on it. Yeah. And then when the story changes, we're going, hey, wait a minute. What about us? What does this mean? So budgeting is really difficult, I'd say, when you've got so many shifting stories that come out of Sacramento. When it goes down to local government, we have less certainty than we'd like to have.
Yeah, unnecessarily complicated. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:40. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, it's been over a month now. Well, right at a month, I guess, with the container camp.
Okay.
I've been hearing, and I know it's kind of weird because it started with Rex. It got dropped onto you. You got the real estate guys that then made the purchases, then came to the county and said, you need to pay this bill. I mean, nothing seems to be normal about this. What I heard last week is that it was designed for 40 or so, but that the actual population is somewhere between 85 and 110. That there's more people in there than what... we're seeing people in different areas. We're seeing this. We're seeing that. 1 month into this thing, what kind of sense do you have? Is this doing what it was hoped?
I think from, what I've heard, it's not without challenges. I haven't heard that there are 85 or 110 in there, so this would be interesting to know. I do know that shortly after, the container village, I guess you might call it, went into operation, several people have gotten jobs And that, those are the good thing, good stories. And I haven't gotten a recent number from Betty, but we know that some people are, you know, becoming more self-sufficient and moving on. And that's what, that is what, you know, we'd like to see happen.
Well, so that was going on before, too. So this kind of brings it to the forefront a little bit more.
I think it does. And, you know, you're able to have, you know, services that go there and can help more people at one time. I think what I'm hearing with the problems is there have been a rash of issues near the free lunch or the food,
soup kitchen.
St. Vincent, and that there's had to be some pullback on those services and what they're serving because people were, there was altercations. It was becoming a real challenge. But those aren't generally the same people who are staying in Betty's facility.
So those are two different populations.
They're two different populations
coming together.
Well, or they're two different populations, and the ones, you know, that are kind of causing the challenge aren't even. It's not that they're, I say, they're not fighting against the other. They're fighting amongst themselves, you know. And so, I think what Betty's doing is working, you know, well within the confines of what she's doing. But there are other people that are hanging around that are causing problems that aren't really there, that are not in any way associated with, you know, what she's doing at that site.
Now, we are seeing differences in the downtown of Eureka. I don't know if it's better, worse, same, different, but changes. And it's tough for me, and I don't spend a ton of time downtown that much, to separate the cardboard ambassadors from these folks, because not having the signs around, it just made it so much more looking normal-esque. But yet when I talk to buddies who are down there and business operators, they're saying, I got stuff in front of me now. I didn't have it before. You know, let's put them back in the swamp, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and I'm wondering what the, you know, when the 6 months is done at this site, where's the next site? You know, I think we
it's
need
temporary,
to kind
temporary.
Of, yeah, and then working with the community before you go into a site, so you don't have the same,
blowback
surprise. Well, or that and that unfortunate surprise factor that actually, you know, you can really work hard to not. You need to bring everybody on board before it happens, I think is helpful. But
what is DHHS saying? Do they have something? Are they working towards it? I mean, four months out in the normal process of time is a nanosecond for government.
Well, I don't think DHHS would be looking for that next location. I think right now it would still be. I'm not with the city. I would suspect that, you know, they're looking at what other options they might have because they're the ones that, you know, kind of contracted.
Right,
with
but
that
it's still county.
Services.
Department of Health and Human Services.
No, but we provide the services. We're not operating it, and nor did we pay for the
so
containers.
So who gets sued?
Everybody. Oh, boy. Okay. I was going to say, I don't think, you know, you could probably be sued as an extension just because we have it on here. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll let that one slide. We'll pick it up next time. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you later.